Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from two Psalms, Psalm 90, verse 12, and then Psalm 39, beginning at verse 4. First, Psalm 90. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And then Psalm 39, verses 4 and 5. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. You have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. Years ago, Barbara Bush shared this statement with us. Quote, at the end of your life, she said, you will never regret not having passed one more test, winning one more verdict, or not closing one more deal. You will regret, she said, not spending time with a husband, a child, a friend, or a parent. Close quote. A poignant reminder, especially with all the things which confront and challenge us each day, both personally and around the world. As we know, we're in the season of Lent, a time for reflection, a time for turning, of turning more toward God and all He wants us to be, and a time to set aside those things which interfere with our relationship with Him, and also to see and embrace the important people and the important things that God has placed within our lives, which leads me to share this moment with our elder granddaughter, Hannah, from a few years ago. Linda and Hannah and I were on the back porch near the pool. Hannah had a faraway look in her eyes all of a sudden, which I had seen before. I always hope it's not something troubling her, and I always want to fix it, whatever it is, if she'll tell me what it is. Sometimes she'll tell me what she was thinking, but sometimes she wouldn't. She would usually, though, tell her Mimi what was on her mind, and for that I was always thankful. What are you thinking about, Hannah? I asked her. She seemed so deep in thought. I leaned back in my chair, hoping to reel her focus back in from somewhere way beyond where we were sitting there on the back porch. We had been swimming and had just finished eating hot dogs from the grill along with all the stuff that usually goes with them. When I suggested that she and her Mimi go ahead and swim one more time before her bedtime, while I cleaned up and put things away. That's when Hannah seemed to go deeper into her thoughts. Hannah and Mom and Dad were living in Tampa at the time, and it was a few weeks before her younger sister, Ellie, was to be born. And we had the joy of having Hannah with us for a few more days. It would be her last trip to Mimi's for the summer before she started back to school, and we were filling each day to the full with all the things that she loved to do, especially this, her last day with us, while still trying to hold fast, best we could, to her 8 p.m. bedtime that her parents had set for us. I was thinking of something, Granddaddy, she said, but wasn't going to say it because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Her face was so soft and radiant with her usual gentle concern. That's okay, Hannah. What were you thinking? Well, Gran, she began. Gran is a shortened version of Granddaddy, which she usually called me back then. But she saved Gran for those serious moments when she felt like she needed my full attention to make a point that I needed to hear or needed to learn. Well, Gran, you could clean up while Mimi and I were swimming. Or I was thinking that you could do it after I went to bed so you could swim with us too. A mixture of tears and laughter bubbled from deep within me, and Linda's facial expression betrayed her agreement with her granddaughter's wise words as she remembered her own efforts through the years to get me to slow down a bit and enjoy more of those once-in-a-lifetime moments I would never get back. Today, our precious Hannah is getting her master's degree at UNC in Chapel Hill, and I don't know where the days have gone. Her younger sister, Ellie, her younger granddaughter, is a freshman at the University of Florida, and it was all happened in a blink of an eye. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom, the psalm says. I don't think Linda ever realized that I would be such a slow learner when she agreed to marry me so many years ago. Yet, even though I have gotten so much better at recognizing those special moments, I still had trouble recognizing that they usually didn't come with a lot of fanfare and fancy wrappings. They just were there and important. Precious moments, lifetime moments, like swimming with our granddaughter as the dirty dishes waited on the counter until later that night. Moments that will never come again. Maybe you can identify with what I'm saying. I suspect that you can. I know that you can. What is the legacy? What's the legacy that you want to leave? One filled with smiles and memorable imprints all over the lives around you, or one filled with regrets of too many missed moments with those sacred people that God has placed in your lives? Reba McEntire sang a song a few years ago which has haunted me about those moments which may never come again in my life. It's a reminder for me and for all of us to embrace moments of loving others, starting right where you are now, right now. Here are a few lines from her song, If I Had Only Known. If I had only known it was the last walk in the rain, I'd keep you out for hours in the storm. I would hold your hand like a lifeline to my heart. Underneath the thunder, we'd be warm. If I had only known, it would be our last walk in the rain. My friends and my family, I pray that today we will get better. Better than I was that day, as Hannah reminded me of what was important. And I pray that we will all get better at recognizing those special moments and special people placed in our lives. I pray that we will learn that the dishes, the lawn, the housework will keep, and that we will begin to see that work at the office and social activities and doing things with other folks earmarked as so important pales in comparisons to those once-in-a-lifetime moments that we get. Moments with loved ones, with husbands, with brides, with other loved and important people in our lives, with children, with grandchildren and godchildren. Moments lifting those who come before us who need our help. Moments with students and players and coworkers and friends whom we influence. Important, sacred, and eternal moments never to come again. Moments to build a legacy of no regrets and of changed lives that God brings before us. And so I pray that we'll leave the dishes for later and the work for another day, that no longer will we pass by those once-in-a-lifetime memory-making moments right in front of us, maybe there, right now, as you're listening. You have to find room for some of that other stuff. I get that. But at the end of the day, all that other stuff is meaningless compared to the precious, sacred moments we will never get again. And I pray that in the days and the years ahead, expressions like these won't mark or define your life or mine anymore. Expressions like, well, we'll save it for a rainy day. Or let's wait for a special occasion. We can do that tomorrow. Or I'll call him or her another day. If I had only known. Or this one. Someday we'll have to do that. And then this. One of these days I'm going to. Expressions that I hope, my friends, will all begin to fade from your vocabulary as you notice, as you start to experience and live out the precious once-in-a-lifetime moments which are all around you, gifts to you and me. Here are a few more verses from Reba's song. You are the treasure in my hand. If I had only known, I'd never hear your voice again. If I had only known, it was the last night by your side. If I had only known, oh, the love I would have shown. If I had only known. So, here we go. Together. Let's agree together, beginning now, beginning today. No more excuses. No excuses are good enough anymore. No more regrets. Instead, we will recognize and embrace those precious moments, those opportunities, and precious people all around us, gifts from our God above that may never come again. Never. As I think back now on that moment with Hannah, I didn't even notice the dishes and food still sitting on the counter where we had left them as I tossed my precious granddaughter into the pool for the fourth or fifth time. I lost count, waiting for her to say, when her head bobbed to the surface of the water, "One more time, Granddaddy, just one more time." And on it went into the evening. Just one more time, again and again and again. You know, even slow learners like me, and maybe like you, eventually learn. Thank God. My friends, together, we can all do better from this day forward, living a legacy of no regrets in this one lifetime before us. Let me pray for us. Father, you give us many reminders. You poke us, you push us, you prod us, you pull us, you smile on us, you shake your head and twiddle your thumbs and wait for us to get it. Help us, Lord, to not waste another moment, to be like you, to be like your son when he walked among us, never walking past any moment or any person who needed a touch. Help us to be that person with the sacred gifts and people that you've placed in our lives. Right now, Lord, together with you, never missing, no more regrets. No more regrets, embracing the blessings and the people before us that you place there. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.